I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody. It's Brian Gissings here. Happy New Year. Start of the year. Start of the year and a little bonus podcast. That's not bad, is it? A little bonus podcast to stick in your back pocket. Just to hopefully... get rid of some of those January blues. We obviously feel incredibly depressed at this time of the year. And for me, I get more and more depressed as the year goes along, to be honest. So I'm at my best here. This is me at my best. Anyway, so this is... it's probably 24 hours too late, but this is a little review of the year, the previous year, 2018. So if you want to sort of look over your shoulder at the Brian Gittins and Friends podcast, here's the little review show. And I just thought I'd take little clips from each episode that we did last year. You know, I thought it might be fun thing to do on your way to work or whatever you do during the week. So yeah, this is the review of 2018. So here we go then. Okay, so the first guest we had in last year, way back in January, 12 months ago, was Adam Richards. Adam Richards, lovely man, Adam Richards. And anyway, we spent a bit of time in a lighthouse. And during that episode, we spotted what seemed to be a baby on a rowing boat in the middle of the choppy waters. And so we decided to play a game with it. So let's have a listen.
Look at the boat!
Look at the boat!
So it's smashed to pieces. What can you see, Adam?
There's a small child.
There's a child in the boat. Alive?
He's got small shoes, so we better get to him quick.
Okay, let's climb down the rocks. David?
Here we go, absolutely. Okay. Young child, come over, please.
He's unconscious.
Unconscious.
Goodness, that's not good.
Help, so you clamp
wrapped in a blanket.
Wrapped in a blanket.
Like those sausages you like at Christmas.
It is. It's like a human version of that. You're quite right.
Don't eat him.
I won't. I'll try not to. Yeah.
He's covered in salt. Lift the child to me, David.
I don't indeed.
Lift the child to me.
Here we go. I'm lifting him like a hero out of a Gillette commercial. And I'm handing
him
to you.
And I'm passing him to you, Adam.
Are we going
to
save the kid? We've only seconds to decide.
Why don't we do some kind of...
Hold him high.
Musical chairs.
Hold him high, definitely. Musical chairs.
With the child.
What, take turns sitting on him?
I don't know what I was thinking there. Sort of like maybe unwrap him each time.
Pass the parcel.
Pass the parcel.
Pass the parcel, yep, why not? And whoever gets him, adopts him and keeps
him... Can unwrap a blanket.
So just so I'm clear, in this emergency situation with this dying child, we've taken the decision to create a game where we undress him.
Well, it's democracy, isn't it? Because, you know
well, he hasn't
only
had
one
a vote
of us can
that.
Be a father. Yeah, this is true. Yeah. But, I mean, he's young anyway. What's he, like four, five?
Okay, let's play Pass the Parcel with the child.
Okay.
Yes. Here we go. Yep, please do.
As soon as the music stops, we'll whoever's holding him, we'll undress him.
Here we go.
To you.
To me.
To you.
To you.
Back to you.
Thank you.
I'm going to reverse it. I'm coming back to you.
Oh, here we go. I'm going to throw it.
Oh, here you go.
Well, there we are. Oh, lovely.
Throw him to me.
There you go. Your hands out. There you are.
Catch him on the chest.
Oh.
Roll him down.
Limiter.
Hit him over to it.
Oh, that's great.
And the music stops.
Oh, I've got him.
So
I'm left with him.
Undress the child.
Oh, God, he's really dying.
Yeah.
It really is, isn't it?
Okay, I'm going to undo his jacket.
Quite a few layers on there.
Yeah, so. It's a duffel. It's a wet duffel, which makes it even harder.
It really does.
The music starts again. Here we go.
There we go. Thank you.
Stops.
Cradling
wow,
now. There we
stop.
Go.
That was a quick one.
I'm going to take off both mittens. There we are. There we go. Look at those little index fingers.
And it was me.
There you are.
Oh, I'm back to you, David.
There we go. Back to you, Brian.
Can I play?
Oh, yes. Over to you, Charles.
Cool.
Now you've got a pass in.
He's just holding it.
Pass, Steve.
Oh, I've got him.
And the music stops, David.
The music stops. I am going to take off his...
Well, he's only wearing underpants now, so it's up to you.
There we go. Not a problem. You know, I'm not one to bail out on a game. There we go. So off they go. Oh,
hang on a minute.
You're the loser. That's the end of the game.
There we are. Over. Simple as that.
It's just a potato, guys.
It's just a potato.
We didn't win. Yeah, of course, in Pass the Parcel.
Yes, you're quite right.
Is there a prize in there? We thought it was a little boy, but it's actually just a...
It's not a baby.
No,
a
it's
big
just potato.
A potato
wearing underpants. And the next guest we had on last year was Barry from Watford. Lovely man, Barry. For terrible teeth, terrible jowls, but lovely man. Barry from Watford. He came in and sang an impromptu song about taking a dump on a dance floor, I think, or having a poo in a nightclub, something like that. But let's have a listen to that. It's an unrehearsed, impromptu song called Having a Poo in a Nightclub, something like that, whatever. Here we go, let's have a drum beat. After you, David.
We are in a nightclub, frosting all around.
I don't like it.
It's not that bad.
There's a poo rolling on the ground.
Rolling on the floor.
Through the night. Everybody's jumping out of the way, they've had a fright.
Poo in a nightclub,
poo in a nightclub,
poo in a nightclub,
poo in a nightclub.
I'm pooing in the centre of the room.
Hey!
Poo in a nightclub,
poo in a nightclub,
poo in a nightclub,
poo in a nightclub.
I'm clearing it all up with a broom.
Indeed, it's a brown grenade.
That's not bad, David.
That's not bad at all.
Poo in a nightclub,
poo in a nightclub.
That's not a bad little tune, that was it. Quite enjoyed that. Ian Lee came in next, and he asked David a lovely little question, and regarding I think it's cartoon characters. Who would you like to have set? Well, I don't know. Have a listen. He asked David a question about something or other. Have a listen to this.
If you had to have sex with a... And this links into your private investigation.
Oh, yes. Business. Yeah.
If okay. you had to have sex with a cartoon animal, who would it be? My choices... I've got two choices. One is the caramel bunny.
Yes.
Because she was very sexy.
Big eyelashes.
Yep.
Good eye contact.
Great accent.
Yes.
The other one is... is it Daisy Duck? Donald Duck's...
Possibly, yeah.
Because she walks around with just that little jacket on, nothing else, and she's just
swings her hips.
She really does work it.
Right,
she
does
work it. She's a very classy duck.
Yeah.
And I wonder the cartoon animals that you'd like to have sex with.
Well, David, I think this
you
has been a lot.
You can't say Jessica Rabbit.
That's what I was about to say.
Rabbit.
So that's quite impressive there, Charles. You sort of went a bit telepathic then for a second.
She's not a rabbit, she's a human.
This is true.
Oh,
it's got to be an animal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stop pointing, put that away. It would be... I'll tell you who it is. The Laughing Cow. Do you know Derry Lee?
The cheese.
Yeah, the cheese. There's a Lady Jersey Cow.
You quite like the look of.
Yeah, I don't. Once again, it's like the caramel bunny. It's those eyelashes looking over the fence.
The bell swinging side to side.
Right.
You know, she's obviously not a real cow. She's been based on like an attractive female.
Yeah.
You know, they've kind of got that female element behind. You know, with most cows, there's not a soul or a mind there, but you can tell that, you know, that animated character has got a personality.
If you were given sort of 5 minutes with the Laughing Cheese Cow, what would you do with it?
Well, take her to a shed, somewhere private, you know, and she wouldn't be forced to do anything. Do you know what I mean? It would just be a case of we just take things as it went on type of thing. I'd maybe, get a large brush and brush her down.
So next in, we had Jade Adams. Jade Adams. And I don't know where we were. I think we went looking for a werewolf on the moors. That was a hell of an episode. Went looking for a werewolf on the moors. Hey? Eh? I kicked off the show with a little question, and David answered it without thinking, as he always does.
Okay, so we're going to go for the first question. We're just heading into the village past the post office. Before we get to the pub, we've got the first question, David Edwards. And that's from me. Wow, out of the blue. Have you ever had a willy in your mouth?
I've, not in my mouth. No.
No. Not in your mouth?
No, not in that area.
What was that mean?
It's a case of, I had one slapped against my cheek. Simple as that.
Simple as that, he's had one slapped against his cheek. Simple as that. If you haven't heard that episode and you want to hear where that goes, then go and have a listen. Go back to the episode and have a bloody listen. Next up, next person we had in Ryan Gissings and Friends podcast was Katie Wick, the wonderful, funny Katie Wicks. Now, throughout the episode, we were at the TV studios, and David was getting prepared for his role in not going out with Lee Mack and Katie. Although Katie wasn't in this episode, she was there to give David advice, etc. But this little section is the bit at the end of the episode where David performs his little scene in front of a live studio audience with Katie. And, you know, obviously David's nervous. He wants to get it right. You know, he loves sitcoms, he loves comedy, and he wants to get this performance right. So it takes a few goes, but I think he nails it in the end. So let's have a listen to David playing the role of Postman and Lee Max not going out.
So Lee would probably be inside and he'd be finishing off his last hilarious line or something. Like, oh, yeah, they heard that before. Oh, there's someone at the door. Hang on. Opens the door.
Hi, Lee.
How do you know my name?
Let the laughter move.
Don't say let the laughter.
Cut.
Another take.
Cut.
Don't say let
sorry.
The laughter.
Sorry, team. I apologise. Sorry, team.
Okay. You ready, director?
Yes, Ducky.
Okay, say action and we'll crack.
Action.
Oh, someone at the door. Hang on.
So now,
okay, no, cut.
So I was waiting for the audience because they'd be screaming because Lee's just turned up.
Not necessarily.
No, he hasn't just turned up. He's been in the scene before.
Oh, yeah. This is true. Sorry, team. It's okay. I've got it now.
Whenever you're ready, director. Richard.
Action.
Oh, someone at the door. Hang on.
Hi, Lee. I'm your postman.
Oh, how do you know my name?
Cut, Ducky.
Cut, Ducky.
It wasn't happy with that.
Why cut Ducky?
I thought that was all right.
Action Ducky.
Action Ducky. Right, here we go. I've worked it out now. I know what I need to do.
You just said action.
You come can't on. Say it now.
I just said action.
Oh, someone...
Sorry, Richard.
Richard Marks is the best.
Action Ducky.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Hang on.
Someone got stage.
Cut Ducky.
Completely, I've got my line. I apologise. Sorry.
Did you say you got
too much?
Fright.
Yeah, I think there's just too much pressure.
We have to move on.
No. Action, just give me one
Ducky.
More go.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Hang on.
Hi, Lee. I'm your postman.
Oh, actually, no. Cut
Ducky. Cut Ducky.
Too much focus on the.
Why cut Ducky? Don't you like? What have you seen you don't like?
Too intense.
Too intense. It's an intense atmosphere.
Okay.
Let's go for him.
When you're ready, mate.
Action Ducky.
Oh. Someone at the door.
Hi, Lee, I'm your postman.
How do you know my name?
I've been your postman now for 2 years.
Cut Ducky.
I can't remember my line.
Sorry, I've dropped the ball there.
That was Lee Mack. Went wrong then.
We're going to have to
sorry,
nail
Richard.
This. Last go.
Any notes?
It's not a question, David.
It's not a question. How did I say it? I said, I've been here for 2 years.
Right.
It's more of a statement. I've been here for 2 years.
The dispute line. Don't forget the dispute line.
Oh, yes,
line.
You're quite right. There's a dispute with the post. I've got it completely now.
Action,
I'm really quite
Ducky.
Okay. Oh, someone at the door. Hang on.
Hi, Lee. I'm your postman.
Oh, how do you know my name?
Hi, Lee. I'm... Sorry,
yeah,
I really...
Sorry,
Brian, I'm going to get this right
Cut
now.
Ducky. Shout at me.
Sorry, I apologise. Keep the volume down, sorry.
Cut Ducky.
Cut Ducky.
Sorry. Quite right.
Need an action for
Action Ducky.
Action Ducky would be a good cartoon, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. I like that. See what the duck gets up to.
Hang on, can't talk about
Cut Ducky.
Cut Ducky. Cut Ducky. Action Ducky.
Oh, someone at the door.
Action Ducky.
Someone at the door.
Open the door.
Hi, Lee. Oh, how do you know my name?
Hi, Lee, I'm your postman.
Right. What do you want?
There's been a dispute.
Oh, that sounds rude.
Not that type of dispute. It's the post that's being muddled up.
Oh, I don't have time for this.
Well done, David.
Well done, David.
You know, I love David. He's a yes man. He goes for it. Whatever's thrown at him, he goes for it. Next person in the Brian Gittins and Friends podcast was Will Andrews. Will Andrews, and I don't know if Will asked this question or I did, but it's something about who would you like to apologise to? What have you done in your life that you feel like maybe I should apologise to that person? And this is a bit grotty. This is a bit of a grim answer from David, but he's only being truthful. But at the end of it, he comes up with one of his made-up words, and I just thought I'd cut it a few times because it made me laugh. And he's a Wally. anyway, let's have a little listen. This is David. Oh, excuse me.
If I could apologise to one person, I did have...
It's made you think, isn't it?
Well, there's a bit of a tricky situation one time took place with a...
So this is the first thing that's coming to your head?
This is the first thing that's coming to my head,
yeah. This person you feel like you should be apologising to?
Yes. I mean, okay. I don't want to sort of say their name to that degree.
Okay,
they might
well,
work
make
it
up
out.
A name.
But Sid, basically. It was just a situation that I kind of seriously blocked up his toilet in a big, big way. And then after, I heard endless stories about him and his dad having to get dino rods, bringing up the pavement in the front of the house and stuff like that. And I kept thinking, at one point I was going to admit to it, and I thought, no, not at all. I really messed up his... system.
Okay, I mean, I don't want to sort of go into this, but what actually happened? You were around this person's house?
Yeah,
and...
it was before going out to a club, a beer, so we're all having a drink type of thing. Mm. And I think I had a coffee or something. I don't want to be too grim about it, but, you know, chemical eruptions took place in the old stomach area, and it was a relief.
I would like to point out, though, that the very least you might expect a toilet to handle is toilet-appropriate waste. I'm just saying, is I wouldn't carry the burden of that so much because it is a toilet. It should.
I know. I mean, I sort of thought that.
Right. So what came out? What are you so guilty about?
It was literally. I don't want to be foul once again, but it was like an anaconda, like a snake. Like it. What? It didn't even stop off. It was like a sausage machine that had been like left on type of thing. I know that's a hideous image, but that's the only thing I can say. Yes.
Maybe it was a snake.
Yeah, like a tapeworm or something that had left my stomach.
Why did they have to lift the pavement?
Apparently, the whole thing was just the whole system. They tried one of those sonic boom things. You know, they like shoot loads of pressure down the toilet to get
rid
of it.
You know a bit about this, don't you, Will?
No, what are you talking about?
Well, that happened to us, me and my wife, back in January. We blocked our toilet.
Great.
No, due to a large comb. But you gave me some advice.
I did give you some advice, as I recall. I think it was go to Screwfix and buy something to unblock it with.
That basic.
Yeah, it was. I think it was
sort of basic advice.
It was a vote of confidence in your ability to handle your own blocked toilet rather than any specific advice, I think.
I think my biggest mistake was too much toilet paper afterwards because he said that expanded.
How much paper did you use?
Yeah, I suppose we need some detail.
A lot of paper because basically I wasn't immature to the extent or irresponsible just to try and flush it because it was enormous. So I wrapped loads of paper around my sort of fist and then... I know. It really was a disaster.
Come on, there's more detail here. What else happened? Wrap your paper, your hand in the toilet paper.
Yeah, like a boxer would wrap it around.
Punching the...
Before putting the gloves. And then just trying to flatten the snake type of thing.
Right.
And they obviously had splashage. And then having to sort that out.
Loads and loads of splashage.
And just endless. And I mean, I used all his toilet paper. I was using coaster napkins after a while.
What? GT for paper.
And then, you know, obviously I had splashage.
There we go. Splashage. It's a good word, isn't it? Splashage. I think I'm going to use that more often in my life. I doubt I'll use it once, but who do we have next? We had David Arnold in next, who explained to us how he grows every day. He sort of grows in height. He gains a few inches every day in height. And whilst talking about But does that make sense? Oh, you'll understand. But whilst talking about that, it all gets a little bit fruity. And because David Edwards is a lecturer in film and video, David gets so excited opposite people, you know, who are involved in the industry. So there was a little bit of flirting going on.
But congratulations on the height. Anyway, that's amazing. Because
thank you very much. 6 foot four, genetics. David?
No, but it might be one day. I know it's something about eating.
It might be one day.
And if you're eating, I think you have to eat something.
When do you stop growing?
At 7 o'clock every night, I think.
That's the cut-off point. No more.
If you keep
after
going,
that.
You find you don't fit in your bed anymore. So
right.
I tend
and when
to,
do you start growing?
Well, what I do then is that I retract over the length of an evening. I will probably lose about 4 or 5 inches. So when I get back up again, right. I'm back to normal height.
Well,
and then as you go through the day, I think I've got 10 minutes. I'll grow a little bit.
There's a science behind this.
Do you
think you could grow over the course of this episode?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It'd be good to film your time lapse, mainly, you know, they forward it up.
Yeah, mainly width-wise, I think. Yeah. I find width-wise is the easiest growth.
Well, I do that with these, grow width-wise. What do? You grow? You're always like pencil thin, David.
Oh, no, I can. You know, after Christmas or whatever, I've certainly got a pregnant stomach type
have you
of
really?
Thing. Yeah, sort of a chicken chest, but a very large sort of stomach.
I've
certainly.
Got a fat pencil as well.
Pencil? Yeah. Goodness me, there you go.
Ooh, a little bit of flirting.
Oh, lovely. Bit of lead there.
Right, so this episode, we're
just say how it is.
Well,
just,
thin, you know. I mean, thin as a pencil, you know, your pencil thin, but yeah. If you've got a really, really fat pencil.
I'd love to have a...
I would.
Remember,
so I don't
ones
mind
that, remember
it.
Those ones that used to get that used to zip around the top and used to keep other pencils in it?
Blimey, that's a big one, I know what you mean.
Nylon.
With a zip. Yeah, yeah. I had one of those in secondary school.
Yeah, one of them. If you've got one of them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's from the old days.
Right.
The old days, I think at secondary school, it'd be a massive pen and you'd unzip the top, take the pencil at the top, and there'd be pencils inside them.
Right, and you're.
That were pencil thin, but the actual one that held them was not.
Fat.
Had a big girth to it.
Okay. Next up, we had James Acaster in, the brilliant James Acaster, and during this episode, me and James got David to, I think it was to send a message to his best friend in real life, Ryan, I think his name is, just to say thank you, a genuine thank you for always being there and, you know, how much he means to David. But I wanted to make sure David, you know, wasn't being trying to be funny. I wanted him to send a proper message to Ryan, and we got there in the end.
Does he listen to the podcast?
I think he does every now and then. He's quite a busy chap.
Every
now,
and then.
He's got a family.
Has he?
Yeah, he has.
Hello, Ryan. Shout out to Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely. How's it going? Podcast high five.
This is an opportunity for you to send a message to Ryan, how much he means to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we have a little bed under this, please, editor? Really nice, lovely bed. Here we go.
I think, you know, when two men come together with similar values, beliefs, outlooks, hopes and dreams...
Be serious.
No, I am. I'm being serious.
Yeah, no.
And I feel there's a connection there, a bond.
I'm being serious.
No, you are being... No, genuinely, because I thought he's your best friend. It's not a joke.
No, it's not a joke. It's just like you have a discussion. It could be about
to
football,
do a serious,
whatever. And you afterwards, when you wave goodbye to them...
To do a serious one.
Okay.
Genuinely.
Genuinely, you think... That guy's got me.
Yeah.
He knows what I'm about.
Right, so genuinely.
That's a genuine...
Come on, man. Send the message to him now.
Oh, I see. Ryan, I don't know if you're at home now or in a car listening to a podcast or walking your dog with the podcast earphones on. This is Dave Edwards talking to you via cyberspace.
Please be serious, because I feel like you're putting on a character.
No, okay, I'll be completely... I'm totally... Ryan, this is David talking to you now. Thanks for the good times. Thanks for the good times.
Is he okay?
No, he's doing well.
No, I don't. Come on.
Thanks for the good times.
Thanks for the good times.
Tell me how much he means to you.
Too much of life, you feel disconnected, like you're just floating upon a sea of nothingness. But when you're around, you're like a harbour and I'm the ship docking.
No, this is all...
I'm trying to think.
It's all trying too hard. Just say hello, mate. I just want to say...
All right, mate. It's Dave here. You're good company. It's quite therapeutic to chat to you every now and then.
That's better.
That's just it, isn't it? Yeah. You know, don't
That's
try and decorate
nice,
it.
It,
just
yeah.
so it is.
Yeah, it's a nice, nice moment.
Henry Packer came into the studio.
So we have a section in each episode called the Golden Question section. And in this episode, we had a member from Patreon. He came along as a guest. And instead of asking Henry, David asked our Patreon member a question. And the reason being is because our guest showed a love of houses, TV houses. So, for instance, like the Cosby Show house, or I don't know, give you an example, like maybe a house in EastEnders. But he showed a real love and interest in houses on TV, famous houses on TV. And obviously, because David was, he was enthralled by this and he wanted to know more. And, you know, the Big Brother house and whatnot. Anyway, after probing the guest for a few seconds, we realised he has no interest in TV houses. And so the whole Golden Question section in this episode was an utter waste of time.
What are the houses you've gone to? Why have you got a fascination with TV houses? And
it started with Pat Sharp Funhouse.
Oh, right. Just
sort of, is that a real house?
If you're a kid. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, from their Big Breakfast.
So you went to the Big Breakfast house?
No. Just watched it on TV.
So right. Funhouse, you open the front door and it is the Funhouse type of... Because I'd have thought that was a studio in ITV.
Use your body and your brain if you want to play the game, right?
Yep, that's, absolutely. I didn't realise it was physical real estate. Yeah. I just thought it was a studio.
A house is a house to me. I don't, you know, I'm not too picky. As long as it's on TV.
Have you been to any others? Any other ones that are... It's quite an interesting...
Yeah, the
Monsters. It's not that interesting, but anyway.
The Monsters.
The Monsters.
The Monsters.
Remember they had
that's like in America, isn't that?
Yeah, haunted house.
You went to their house?
Yep.
Did you?
No.
She haven't been to any.
No, in reality, I haven't. I'm just an observer from afar.
You look at them on the internet, do you? Or I'm just trying to work out.
Yes.
If you haven't got travel there.
And YouTube, which is a website you can watch videos and stuff.
I'm going to suggest something. It feels like you've actually got a completely normal attitude to TV houses, which is you occasionally see them on television.
Pretty much, yeah.
I was just impressed by the Big Breakfast. Just having this is going to be interesting.
I just have an affinity for addresses because I just love postmen.
This is one of the best sections we've ever had on this podcast. Next episode, we had Tom Basden. Tom, the mighty Tom Basden, was a guest on the next episode. And I think this is the bit where David was talking about, I think one of his dad's friends gave him a lift when he was about 17. And David felt very uncomfortable being in the car with him. He found his dad's friend slightly creepy. Anyway, Charles got involved in this little bit. And we let him get on with it. And so here, let's have a little listen to Charles.
Creepy guy.
Creepy Kevin.
Yeah, I think as soon as that door opened, though, and he managed to open it, the creepiness just
evaporated.
It was like,
Creepy little Kevin.
And then it creepy little Kevin, yeah, it does work. And it's a case of, it was an element whereby, yeah, it's just like, after that, I just wanted to make a point that there was a problem with his car,
creepy
not with me.
Kevin, creeping around.
He was, though. He had that creepiness
about
him.
That's it, Charles.
But why had he stopped the car?
He had to get some money out.
Okay.
Creepy little Kevin. Creeping
random
around.
Random as well. Hang
on, it's Charles who's talking, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, what was that, Charles?
I think he said it was creeping around.
Creepy
on all
little
fours.
Kevin. Creeping around on all fours.
Yeah.
He certainly had that way around him. Like,
can you add another sentence to that, Charles? Can this continue?
Creepy little Kevin. Creeping around on all fours. Sniffing.
And one
dear
more.
Me, you
one
want image?
More. Wait, one more.
Creepy little Kevin, creeping around on all fours, sniffing, listening.
Sniffing and listening.
That's quite hard, isn't it? It's quite hard to do that.
It is,
multitasking.
Yeah. God, I could do this for the rest of the episode. One more?
Please.
One more, Charles, and then we'll get
paint an image in our minds.
One more sentence.
Creepy little Kevin, creeping around on all fours, sniffing, listening, whispering.
Ooh, whispering.
Okay.
Is that possible to do that?
Can you try and do that, David? Listen, sniff, and whisper at the same time. Go.
Hello.
No, you can't.
No, it's hard, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Matt Morgan was the next guest last year.
Matt Morgan. Actually, this bit never went. This bit only went out to the Patreon members. If you want to, be a member of Patreon, come along to patreon.com/David Earl. Who's David Earl? No, I don't know. But that's where you want to. That's where you want to go if you want to be a patron. But anyway, this was just in the extra slice that the Patreon members get. But this is where we talk about nuclear war, and David does an unrehearsed nuclear war song, and he absolutely king nails it. Can you imagine living down in Cornwall or something, knowing that London has been totally obliterated?
It would just be horrific.
What song do you think you'd write?
I think it would be a rap. It'd be dark. It'd be urban.
Okay,
it'd be
gothic, so we've got a sort of nuclear bomb beat playing. So if you'd like to sing your song, David.
Lights array, hitting the sun, coming down.
Can I just...
It ain't going to be fun.
You've got to be Cornish.
I don't think I can do a Cornish accent.
Well, just try. You know, there's
I can't
no right
even
or wrong
just sort of go
answer.
For the general, like...
What's the Cornish accent even like? I can't
my lover.
Hello, my lover. How are you? I'm trying to get into the Cornish vibe beforehand.
Okay, but I quite like what you were singing. So the beat's kicking in again. Here we go.
A cloud's above looking down at me. It's got a frown, it ain't happy. It's gonna change our lives till the end of time. We're not gonna have Rice Krispies.
No, don't try to be funny.
No.
No, like a genuine rap song.
A genuine rap song.
Think of all the millions who've died.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
You sort of turned it into something, come on.
Okay, yeah, than quite that. Right, quite right.
Much better
than that.
Mate,
I can hear the screams of all those millions. They're in the floor. They ain't got any time for... God, I'm losing on the
left
front.
Fine, you've got another go at it. Fine.
Thank you very much. Lights... Here we go. Come on, dig deep. Light rays penetrate the sun, taking off the wonder of life. I'm looking around, trying to find a connection. It's just me and a barn turned into ash and human skulls. And no hope for the future. I'm on my own, wandering the streets like Mad Max. Trekking through hills, trying to understand who I am. Deep down inside, the nuclear apocalypse man. I'm lonely, I've got nowhere to go.
That's lovely, the nuclear apocalypse man.
Yeah, there you go, that's the name of the album.
Yeah. What album?
Oh, there we go. Thank you very much.
What do you
Thank
make of that,
you.
Matt?
I thought it was actually very moving, and I think it was a fitting tribute to those who died.
That's what I wanted.
Royal Blood are in next. One of the biggest rock bands in the country came on the podcast. Why they bothered wasting their time doing that, I don't know. But they came on and they helped build a song with David. David came up with a title of a song. I think he called it Beasts of Sussex. In a moment of pressure and stress, he called it Beasts of Sussex. But this is Royal Blood and David coming up with the first part of the song. And then I'll cut into... the actual song in its entirety. The song is bollocks, utter crap. David was making it up as he was going along. You'll hear that. I feel sorry for James, the editor, who has to try and put a beat underneath it. The whole thing is Scheitenhausen. Here we go, Beasts of Sussex.
Where are the beasts? Who are the beasts?
The chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the chorus.
Was it?
Okay.
Sorry, David.
No, not at all. Guide me, please. Not at all. Who are the beasts? Where are the beasts? They're in all of our minds.
Okay, so how would you...
Great.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Maybe you could sort of add a bit of gravel to the tone of
yes,
your voice.
Yes, I could do that.
So you're doing that noise you did there, but then maybe like a...
It's sort of a mixture between David and me.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the perfect rock singer, would you say?
It's
a mixture
not
between
far.
Yourself and David?
You're knocking
sort of
on that door.
A mixture of our talents in one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So maybe imagine you've been smoking for a long time and drinking lots of whiskey and yelling a lot.
Yeah.
Imagine you've got a hoarser voice.
Okay, yes, yeah.
Imagine you've got maybe as a voice.
I would just like to hear it like that.
Okay.
And just sort of see if it is an improvement.
But not a comedy rock voice.
No, really do it seriously. No, yeah, definitely.
Really meet, really sort of, think about what it means to you as well as you're singing it and see if that helps.
Do you think that? Do you think emotionally?
Every time.
Okay, excellent, okay. Who are the beasts?
Are you being serious?
I was then, yeah. Okay, maybe
that's
been too much.
No, that's fine. I just want to make sure, because it's very important to be serious.
Here we go. Who are the beasts? Where are the beasts?
They're laughing, David.
That's not what I want for rock and roll. That's not what I'm. I'm not interested in creating humor.
It's incredibly disrespectful. They're laughing at you.
Because, you know,
that
with music,
David.
What's that, Charles?
Like angry Kate Bush.
Angry Kate Bush. You sound like an angry Kate Bush.
That's a great thing.
That's not a bad thing.
Why were you laughing?
No.
I just wasn't expecting it. I didn't know what to expect.
I didn't know. I was overwhelmed. I didn't have to deal with it.
Exactly.
So it's a moment of confusion, isn't it?
Emotions confuse themselves.
Yeah. Okay.
So now we're familiar to it.
We'll hear it again.
Humorous side, here we go.
Okay.
Where are the beasts?
No, that was wrong.
No, honestly, I know. Where are the beasts? Who are the beasts? They're all around us in our minds.
That was good. A little cough.
The sun is up, the beasts are asleep. But soon the night will appear and the beasts will reappear. And we gotta ask the question, where are the beasts? Who are the beasts? It's you and me in Sussex.
Keep saying that.
All around you can feel their breath. And the heat of their evil thoughts. They wander the streets of West and East Sussex, wandering past the litter, ignoring the pensioner. They are evil beings, but we need them in the spine of Sussex. Who are the beasts? Where are the beasts? They're in all of us in Sussex.
And a quick key change.
We are the beasts.
We are the beasts. Quick key change.
Quick key change. Sussex. Sussex.
Is that a key change?
Could be.
I think so. Yeah. You wouldn't sing that song, would you, Mike?
No.
TV and film director Jim Phil Smith came into the studio to chat to David and myself on the next episode. And I mentioned to David how he once wrote a book of calm, you know, those little wisdom books. Anyway, he reads out two or three pages here. Again, this is he's talking bollocks. He's always talking bollocks. You know that little book of calm where you had little bite-sized pieces of wisdom? You made one, didn't you? You came up with a little book.
Just a very short one.
You got it there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Turn to page 21. What does that say? You came up with this.
Darkness is the demons. Lightness is your friend. Dusk is reality.
Oh.
In the sense that, you know, you can never be...
Somewhere in between the two.
Black or white. Really is
page
great.
Page 8. Just turning to page 8.
Look at yourself in the mirror naked. Embrace what you have. You are unique.
There's a little drawing underneath. What's that?
That's me naked, but just like a very quick artist impression. I'm not entirely naked. I've got a pair of pants on, but the rest of me is naked.
Page 19.
Page 19.
Can we do this throughout the podcast?
Yeah, please do.
Page 19.
Absolutely, just like a taster of what it would be about. Do not suffocate on hate. Only through love can you properly swallow and digest. So it's like a metaphor, if you like.
Next up, we did a live Getting Some Friends episode down in Brighton in front of a live studio. What? No, it was a studio. I don't know what I'm talking about. And we had our guest for this episode was completely forgot his name. Mick Malloy, great guest, audience member he was. Mick Malloy. Is it Mick? I feel like I've forgotten what his name is. Mick Malloy. It was Mick Malloy. Don't matter what way you look at it. It was Mick Malloy. Anyway, this is a bit grim, but we started talking about, a bit of a rotten old subject, but sometimes these subjects have to be covered. And let's have a listen to what we talk about.
How much money would you need to...
Oh, what? To
finger a dog's bum. Finger a Labrador's bum. How much money would you need? Because I've got a lot on me. How much would you need?
It would need to be, you know, sort of a mortgage. I need to, like,
Mark the vet's in. Is it all right to talk about this, Mark? Cool.
So I would...
Have you met any people that have done that to dogs and that? No, stuck their finger up their bottom. Well, I know you do. Okay,
goodness,
could you repeat
me.
That for the listeners at home?
Empty a dog's anal
glands.
Or
not the whole fucking...
empty...
what was the whole thing that Mark said? Are you not listening?
Oh, I've got listeners to the whole thing.
Well, what did he say then?
You helped a woman finger a dog. For medical reasons, and then helped this woman, this client, empty his anal chute. I can imagine an elderly canine that just needs some help. Yeah, in the middle of a walk type of thing.
Have you ever come across any people, Mark, that have done naughty things to animals? Right. Okay, this is... Okay, we're going to have an extended podcast now. There's been damage. You've got to keep telling the audience at home what Mark's saying.
Unfortunately, some people... feel love towards an animal in an inappropriate way and have damaged them. It's nasty love.
Really?
It's not good love.
Really? Typical, yeah.
Goodness me. Goodness me. It's shocking stuff, really, isn't it? It really is. You know, yeah. A man's best friend betrayed.
Yeah.
Quite horrific. Which country? So it's not for me to ask questions. But...
Have a guess.
Turkey? Nothing against anyone from Turkey. I just pointed at a map. It really is... Nothing.
We got any Turks in the audience tonight? Was it Turkey, Mark? No.
No, that's a relief. I'm sure there's people in Britain as well. I'm sure, you know. Not just the Turks. Share the blame out to everyone. What next? Oh, yeah, we did a Q&A
where David sits in the middle of the stage on a stall and the audience fire questions at him. So they're all a little bit tiddly and widdly and they threw a lot of questions at David, but, you know, he did ever so well answering each and every one of them. But this one bit I was going to play was where I wanted to have a little peek underneath the curtain at David's real life. What is he like in his job? What is he like as a teacher? And this is what he showed us. David, do you think you could recreate what your, you know, the start of your teaching day? So if this is your class, can it be... No, I don't want any comedy or, you know, can it be genuine? Can we see what it looks like?
Well, I first come in...
Oh, well, we want to see all that. So,
oh, right, okay.
So everyone's sort of chatting, they're sort of chewing gum, they're on their phones. What do you do? So if you go off the stage, so David's about to recreate what it's like in his class. Here we go.
I heard that.
No, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that.
No, don't.
Go. Okay, here we go.
How are we all then?
You wouldn't even do that. I don't think you'd...
I'd do that. I'd say
no, because you came on and went, I don't think you'd do that.
Okay, this is probably...
Please do it seriously.
Okay, probably seriously. I'm in the... Okay, so it'll be like this. Are we all right then? Good. Right. Some interaction. Not too friendly.
Right.
You're not their friend, but, you know, civilised.
Can we do that again, David, please?
How are we all then? We're doing well. Are you doing all right?
They never ask me how I am, so that really is out of advice. I wouldn't know what to say if they suddenly asked me. Film studies or media is my area of expertise. Oh, there's a bit of a clap there in the background. I'm grabbing back a bit of respect, which is
Can we do it again, David? Just don't react to anyone. Just
right, absolutely.
It. Okay.
Whatever you want, I'm happy to do. Whatever.
Final go. Really, don't react to, be real. Exactly, be real. Here we go. So David's about to... Here we go.
Are we well this afternoon? That's literally, I do start.
Stop talking to me. Do the whole thing. Please, David, off you go again. And back on.
I will not talk to you at all.
I'm not here. Here we go.
Afternoon, class. How are you? We're going into it now, class.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, well, you've got to sort of greet them type thing.
No, but.
I'm not Robocop. I've got to kind of, I've got to create some bonds. They're young adults.
Sorry.
No, apologise. No problem.
Okay, surely someone should shout out plop at some point. Right, can we do it one more time? Please, can we respect him and not say anything? I just want to see where he goes with it. Okay, so here we go, last go. Here we go.
How are we all? We're doing well. We'll start the class in about 5 minutes. There's been problems with transport. I've been emailed in the office about that. So, and make sure you've got those handouts from last week. We're going to be needing those, filling in the grids for the clips we're going to be watching. And then usually we'd sort of 4 minutes, they start chatting amongst themselves about films or a funny video of a cat stuck on a fan or something like that, just generally like that. And then I might make eye contact with one of them and say, have you seen any films recently? Anything you've enjoyed on Netflix or whatever? And they might talk about an Avengers film, and I, might keep up to date with that and sort of chat to them. Right, that's 5 minutes. If they're late, they'll just have to take a seat later on. But those of you who have turned up on time, thank you for that. So today's unit, we're going to be looking at Alfred Hitchcock. So I'll ask some questions. What era was Alfred Hitchcock from? Which era did he focus in? When was he alive? Well, not just when he was alive. When did he make films? This is an important part of the exam. I don't just randomly choose this stuff. This is going to be, come June, you're going to be in the hall on your own, filled with anxieties. I'm not going to be there to hold your hands. This information is vital. So can anyone tell me, Hitchcock, when was his era of filmmaking? Sorry? The noughties. See, there you go. Straight away, you're not going to get your A-level. It wasn't the noughties. It was in the 30s. Well done. The Lodger. Oh, there you go. That person's going to do well. One of his first silent films. You were listening to that. Blackmail. So they're not usually this enthusiastic, but it's going to be all right. Psycho. Yeah, quite.
Round of applause for David.
There you go.
David, the teacher.
Indeed, that's what happens.
Wow.
Acting with the youth.
Sean Keaveney came into the studio back in, when was this? Start of November, Sean Keaveney came into the studio, and I thought it was a good opportunity for David to learn the ropes. If he ever does become a radio broadcaster, this is the perfect bloke to learn from. So I got David to try and impress Sean with his radio broadcasting ability, and I think he failed. I think he failed.
So that's a great song to try your wares, really, because you could start the record, and then you could say something inane that kind of ruins the beginning of the record, like, well, coming up in a moment, we're going to be... talking to Roger Daltrey of The Who.
Well.
It's coming up to 9 o'clock now.
Hang on a minute.
To hear a little bit of Space Oddity from David Bowie. Ground control to Major
David,
Tom.
David,
that is very professional.
James
yes.
is going to put Space Oddity on the intro. Okay, you got about, 35 seconds?
Well, I'm guessing.
About 35 seconds, give or take.
Right, okay, yes, yeah.
Intro the song. We've got Roger Daltrey coming, so here we go. And you can maybe mark him at the end of it, sure. Okay. Here we go.
Hello, listeners.
Not hello, listeners. You're in the middle.
You're already chatting.
Okay.
You're in the middle of the show, I guess. We pretend.
Yeah. Right. Well, that was hilarious. I enjoyed that. So
afterwards, we're going to talk to Roger Daltrey, the lead singer of Who, the well-known band. But before that, one of my favourite David Bowie songs, Ground Control to Major Tom. Let's hit it. Let's put that on.
Ground Control to Major Tom.
Did you like that short?
It was excellent, except for the fact that it's Cold Space Oddity, not Ground Control to Major Tom.
That's the first song. The Who,
I think. Yeah, but that's just two minor details. I mean, we're workshopping here. Yeah, if you got it exactly right immediately, then I would have nothing to teach you. So.
Okay, let's do it again. So the intro to Space Oddity, kicking off. Here we go.
Well, that was a fascinating fact. But more importantly, here's a fascinating song by... before I say that, though, Roger from The Who is coming along. Sorry.
See, it's
not
harder than it seems.
Exactly. It really isn't.
It is harder than it seems. I think we're demonstrating that.
You could have seen Casual, but it's got to be structured.
Take your time, not a problem.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, yes.
Okay,
quite right.
Here we go.
Okay, so we'll have more of that later. I know you want more, but hold on, we've got other things to do. After this song, I'm going to be talking to the lead singer of the 70s smash hit band The Who. Before that, though, we've got to play a song. It's going to be David Bowie. A lot of you are fans of his.
No, the vocals will come in slightly too late.
Right, okay, so okay, it's kind of blurred.
One last time, speed it up.
Right, mate. So a lot quicker.
Okay. Speed it up, son.
Nearly done.
That was hilarious. We've got The Who with Roger coming on.
Not good enough.
Right, okay, here we go. Okay, so... we'll be looking at the
Why
news.
Why are you doing karate chops?
I'm just trying to section myself.
Well,
it's very hard.
Still, concentrate.
So we've got the news bulletin later on. At the moment, though, I'm going to give you a sneak peek of what's to come. Roger from The Who. Then we got David Bowie on the way right now. You've been waiting for him.
Ground control.
That was crap. Absolute crap. Next in was Ian Boldsworth. I'll tell you what happened here. I don't know how many episodes. Probably, I reckon the last 5, 6, 7 episodes. I haven't put it into the review of 2018 because it's pissed me off so much. But it came to a head here. David kept getting, or keeps getting, the surnames of the guests wrong. It's not a joke. This is not something we've set up. He genuinely forgets the guest names. And it came to a head here with Ian Boldsworth. And I was so frustrated, I sacked him. And, I lost my temper. So let's have a listen to what happened. Have another go. Go. Quick.
Bolster.
Two. Quick.
Bowl taint. Sort of.
Three.
Bolter. Something.
Four.
It's B-O-L. Mm. It's, Boltron.
These are all names as I hear them now that I wished I'd had as stage names.
Well, you know, I think if we were interacting, all I'd need to know is Ian.
Yeah, that's
how's
great.
It going,
I'm sacking
Ian?
You.
Ian?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
No, I'm sacking you.
It's understandable.
I'm sacking you.
You can't sack people these days, can you? I don't know if
I'm not inviting you.
Good riddance.
Good riddance for old news.
Oh, dear. It is terrible. I should be handing my P45.
From now.
You're quite right.
From now. Go.
From now, what?
Go.
Out with the bins.
No, quite right.
Go home.
I'm happy
out
to
with
leave.
The bins.
Out with the bins.
Out with the bins. I'll be by the skips.
No, I mean it.
We'll
go.
Talk later. I don't know.
Go.
Okay.
I think he has.
Sick of him.
Literally.
Yeah.
Lift my body out of this chair.
Sick of him.
No, fair enough. I think that's a valid point.
You still look like you're acting.
You still feel like you're playing along with someone. I know. I'm lifting up. I'm going. As you can, my voice is leaving.
You're acting.
No, it's a case of. I've let you down.
You're hovering. You're hovering and doing a performance, but I think he has sacked you.
That's not a problem. Here we go.
I'm not putting up with this anymore.
Sorry. No, you're right. You shouldn't do. And you are right, Ian, that I should have done more IT. I should have written it down. I just think I look on my mobile phone. I found the email.
Put your four jackets on.
And it wasn't enough.
Okay.
To actually sort
put
it
your
out.
Four
so
jackets.
The least you could do is remember the guest name.
This happened to me before.
Okay.
The job. It is.
Okay.
No more excuses.
Because you've only got to do that and then do just be yourself. That's all you've got
Learn
to do.
Learn the name and be yourself. Yes.
No, you're right. So you do there's no of laziness attached to it.
Okay.
You do no prep for this at all, then. You don't even learn the name, and the rest is just being yourself.
Enough now, David. Enough now.
Absolutely. Well,
see you later.
The rest of the show goes
jacket
well.
Jacket number three is going on.
Jacket number three is going on.
It is. All the jackets. See you later. That's not my one. That's yours.
No, that's mine.
Okay.
See you later.
Yeah. I'll
email me.
Nice to meet you, David.
No, it's very nice to meet you. It's a great show. You'll enjoy yourself.
Thank you, mate.
It really is.
All the best. Very busy at the station.
Don't keep talking. You're still acting.
You're still acting.
You're still doing it as if it's pretend.
Well, I don't know.
And just see what happens.
That's your choice.
Drop the Eggman.
Huh?
If I apologise, can I come back?
I don't. Honestly, I think we've done about 7 on the trot. You don't remember people's surnames.
Right.
It's not on.
And where will I sit?
Enough. Go.
Right. Take care. Look after yourselves.
You too, mate.
This is embarrassing. This is a smart.
No, I'm only joking. Sit down.
Are you sure that's...
No, I'm joking again. Go away. No, sit down.
You're playing my feelings now.
Yeah, I know. It's Ian.
Gotcha.
Ian, gotcha.
Ian, gotcha.
Ian's passing David a little gotcha figurine.
Yep, there we go. Mate.
Absolutely,
there you
go. A golden statue.
There we go.
Sorry, just let me get my jacket
it's
on.
It's Ian Boldsworth.
Right, and what did I say?
It doesn't matter.
I mean, there was no, even on your face, and there was no, oh, yes, of course it is. You were like,
I say?
I'm not sure that's even
what
true.
What is it?
Boldsworth.
No, no, not
what
Boldsworth.
Boldsworth.
I've got a psychological issue.
What is it, David? What
Boldsworth.
No.
The thing is, I'm
what
very
is it,
on
David?
Edge here. You know, at one point I thought I was going to be arsely.
What is it,
yeah,
David?
I've
no,
now
yeah.
come back. I was
no.
getting a bit emotional.
Yeah, but you've got a gotcha, though.
I have got a gotcha.
What is it, David?
A bit of loft.
Do you know, I can't remember his surname again because it's got
yeah,
intent.
It's got,
and
yeah,
I've
yeah.
got...
What is it, David?
It is Boldsworth.
No. I'm not angry with you, by the way, David.
Oh, yeah.
Nor am I.
Do you know what I mean? It's a case that I think you should be.
No, I'm not at all. I'm not annoyed.
I think it's a special need that I need to see my GP, Dr. Mott. Sorry? I think a lot of it is I just don't listen.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just like, you know, I'm sort of in my own kind of Dave Edwards world
of
what I'm doing, what do I want.
15 minutes on this.
It needed, I think, what's it called? Not a convention, where people just stop.
It's a gag. Surely.
It's a bit of a joke, bit of humour.
It's a running joke, this.
It
definitely.
Is. Not for me, it's my life.
Ian.
I wouldn't consider myself to be very ego-led, David, but I am feeling now...
That I'm sort of living in a narcissistic bubble.
I'm feeling broken.
It is.
I'm not angry with you, but I do
say
feel irrelevant.
Say it one more time, we'll bring this to an end. It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Boldsworth.
Yes.
Simple as that, a bold and worth...
With an
Boldsworth.
S in it. No. Yeah. You broke that down to help yourself remember it and did it wrong. You said it's a bold and it's worth, so Boldsworth.
Boldsworth.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
simple
it.
As that. There's no D, just Boldsworth.
There is a D.
There is
so
a
that'd
D.
be Boldsworth.
No.
It's a silent D.
You're allowed a D and an S in the same word.
No D.
Boldsworth.
That's it. There we go.
Simple as that. There you go.
Yeah.
Am I
it's
done?
Happened.
Is that me now?
Yeah, it's fun. That's it. Cheers.
Enjoyed it. Thank
there
you
we go.
Much
Thank you.
You.
Next time, pen and paper.
Up next, start of December, Jen Brister. Jen Brister came in and we got talking about jingles. We got talking about adverts and jingles, memorable tunes from adverts that we liked. And then David did something. He remembered a jingle from an advert he liked, and I thought it gave me the creeps, and I thought it was disgusting. And I've just cut it again. I've sort of looped it for a few seconds. It's a really weird moment where it suddenly came to him, and he had to blurt it out. I don't know if you'll get the same feeling when you listen to this, but I certainly do. Have a listen now. It's weird.
Can I tell you mine?
Yeah, please do.
Can't get better than a quick fit fitter.
You can't get better than a quick fit fitter. We're the boys to trust.
Oh, really?
That's perfect.
Not that it's my favourite, but how do I still know that?
Yeah, so it works.
It works.
It's done its job.
I've got one and I can't get it out. Blue.
MMMDenon.
Which one was
that? What was that, Charles?
MMMDenon.
MMMDenon.
I don't know that one.
Not sure. M&M's. Slow down a bit, mate.
Danon.
Danon.
Oh, Danon.
So he says Danon.
Oh, right. Danon. Yeah, that's Danon.
I can't remember, but my mind was like, blue bell, something like that. It had like a chime to it. That's really
in
my head.
Do you know my one?
Yeah.
The big red building on Golders Green Road. Have you heard that one?
That sounds quite a local one. Is that a local act?
You know that one?
The big red building on Golders Green Road. That classic
jingle.
Have
you not heard that? The big red building on Golders Green Road.
And what is it
what
Halifax?
Is it?
Who's the red building?
Know. It's a place where you leave all your belongings if you move or something.
The big red building on Golders
Green
Road.
Hang on, if you could chat amongst yourself, I'm going to get that up.
What about Blockbusters? Was that one?
Blockbuster Video.
This is quite a good section.
No, Blockbuster Video. Wow, what a business.
You used to work at Blockbuster.
I know. And I can't remember it for crying out loud.
What
a difference.
Oh, wow. Blockbuster Video.
There we go. Yeah.
And also, what about supermarkets? Just Asda.
Just Asda?
Wasn't that something like that.
Never
what about
that?
Safeway? Everything you want from a store and a little bit more.
Oh, perfect.
Remember that Safeway?
Oh, God, yes.
That's really good. Yeah.
Is it Morrison's now?
Yeah, what is the Morrison's? A Safeway turned to Morrison's. Is that what happened to them?
Mum's been to Iceland.
Mum's been to Iceland.
That's
a good one.
That's perfect. The big red building.
Did Marks and Spencer ever have a jingle, or are they too posh for that?
No, they had a catchphrase. Marks.
I'm loving it. Oh, what about McDonald's? I'm loving it. Oh, what about McDonald's? I'm loving it. 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 Oh, what about McDonald's? I'm loving it.
Episode 49 with Jason Williamson from the Sleaford Mods. And where were we in this episode? I think we were in a horse race course, in Bognor Regis. And I asked, was it me? I think it was me or Charles asked David to let us know what were the 10 horses' names involved in the race that day. And straight off the cuff, he told us that. That'd be fair to him, he struggled a little bit. But here are the 10 horses that David came up with.
Can you name 10 of the horses that are racing today?
Absolutely.
Go.
Wicked Lighting.
2.
Mother's Undergarments.
3.
Tornado Alley.
4.
Galloping Gooseberry.
5.
Horse Hectic.
6.
Tail Slapping Flies.
What? 7.
I've stolen your stable.
8.
Horse halfway. And finally, galloping gatto.
Okay. And one more time, we go through them again.
Gosh, okay, here we go.
And finally, the Christmas episode. Episode 49.5 with Lucy Pinder. It was another live episode we did at the Month Club in Hackney. It was a Christmas episode. I had a lot of chest infection going on. I'm not going to keep going about my chest infection, but what I will say is that I've still got it 3 weeks later. I'm now concerned that it's turned into something a little bit more worrying. But anyway, I won't keep going on about the chest infection. But anyway. But anyway, this is the section of the episode where we got David to show us what it's like to go on a speed dating evening. Because, he's done a lot of them, and we thought it would be interesting to watch what occurs.
How many dates did you go on, do you think?
Well, it's like a McDonald's version of romance, whereby a massive foghorn goes off. And then you've got to go to the next table. So I'd say about 15 to 20.
You've been on 20 speed dates.
20 times 10. So that would
200.
Be... 200. 200, yes. It's quite a few. Quite a
200.
Few. Quite a few. You get used to the pitter-patter, the conversation.
Well, do you think we could do it now with you and Lucy?
Yeah, let's
please, that would be a dream come true.
Our editor, James, is going to take us back to a situation where David is speed dating with Lucy. Here we go.
Hi, Lucy. Dave Edwards. Please.
That's not how you start.
No. Okay. That's
that
true.
That is not how
quite
you start.
Quite formal.
A horn would be announced.
A horn.
Yes, yeah, some kind of horn.
Excuse me.
Nothing inappropriate like that. It's all audio on the speakers, and you'd be the lady stays where she is. The man shuffles around. So I take
as
a seat.
As it should be.
That would be the idea.
Okay, let's see how. So, do you sort of move seats?
Yeah, I would move seats.
Well, should we do it now? Should we reenact it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so Lucy's waiting patiently.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, and okay. A horn would be sounded. Something in that vein. I would. I'd take a seat. Try and.
Well, don't tell it. Just do it.
Oh
just,
yeah, absolutely. Okay. Let's have a think. Yeah, so it's is this your 10th man? No.
Start again.
Not a problem.
Take your time.
Not on issue. It's not a problem.
Just relax.
Come on. You've done 200 of these. You should be a damn hand.
Yeah, come 2 years ago. It's
just
sort of
relax,
you
know. David.
So, yeah, sorry.
You need to drink some water before.
I should get be fine, water. But thanks anyway. I feel hydrated at the moment.
Take a deep breath.
Thank you very
hold
much
it,
for that.
Hold it.
If you ever want to stop and, you know, pass me some wisdom, that'd be hugely appreciated.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Thank you. Quite right. So please do that. Any guidance, a sort of Gandalf figure in the background, would be greatly, greatly appreciated.
Okay. So here we go. Do that again.
We can add special effects later. It's not.
No, not this time.
I'm just gonna give.
So this person would leave. Thank
I'm
you.
Just gonna give you thumbs up if it's going well.
Thank you, Charles. I need some support.
So that's is that how it works? Someone's literally just been sitting there and they move away, do they? And then you sit down.
Yeah, and also if your date has finished a bit early because it's just not happening,
you're just
you
hanging
can
around.
Find yourself in limbo for quite right. a while, just sort of not hovering because it's your time with somebody
do you
else.
You're gonna have to shove someone else out. Yeah.
I've got to wait until the alarm. I can't just suddenly sit down. So the foghorn goes off.
Okay, let's do it again. Right, here we go.
Sorry, after you. Sorry, thank you. Then I take a seat. Goodness me. Nice to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
Fantastic stuff. So we're halfway through the evening. We've had 10 men, and we're now on number 11.
You wouldn't say that.
I really am trying.
Right, do it again, because I don't believe you'd come in and say we've had 10 men.
Well, you know, it's very much a mathematical game. Right, okay, here we go. Let's focus.
Hello.
Hi there. Dave Edwards. Wonderful
Lovely
stuff.
To meet you.
No, it's wonderful to meet you, definitely.
You having fun?
Yes. I think, yeah, quite a few tables to go through and women to meet type of thing. But
yeah.
I think I've left the print on everyone and fingers crossed.
You wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say that.
No, very true,
no,
very true.
Do it again, mate. Come on.
Here we go.
Come on. You wouldn't say that.
Ask her name, for fuck's sake.
Let's go there. Yes, there we go. Thank you very much. Here we go.
Okay.
So I've got a strategy now. I know where I'm. It's like chess. Start your pawns and then your bishops and then move on. So what's your name?
I'm Lucy. What's your name?
There we go. It's happening. Now we're cooking on gas.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
I'm not here.
Oh,
Don't look at me. I'm not
that's
here.
That's fine. My name's David, and I live here in Brighton. Well, we're in London, but my speed dating arena is Brighton. That's where I'm kind of based.
Oh, okay. Do you go to a lot of these, David?
Once a week.
Okay.
I've done... 200. It's something like 201. If I don't get anywhere with this, I'm just going to knock it on the head, because it really is it's expensive emotionally and financially.
Right. Yeah. So this is your last ever one?
Yes, I've got four other people after you, but
okay.
We'll see how it goes. Fingers crossed. But I mean, you're very high up on the charts. You know, if there was a chart, very high.
That's real nice to know.
Thank you.
Not you.
Lucy, absolutely. Yeah,
no, you should be saying that, shouldn't you?
You look bloody stunning. Oh, you really do.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I really like your jacket.
Thank you. There's a funny story about this. I found they like anecdotes. They do like anecdotes.
Who's they?
Lucy and just women. Simple as that. Men like them too.
Yeah.
You know, equal rights.
Yeah.
But I think, it's a case of, you know, when there's a coat involved, they enjoy fashion.
Yeah, yeah. Love
and
fashion.
It's a case of, found this on a train. I own everything in it.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks waited, got it free of charge from Lost Property.
Wow. Creative.
Are you a fan of film?
David, don't ignore Lucy.
What was that, Charles?
Nothing.
Nothing.
There we are. That's fine.
Oh, well, thank you. Anyway, we got a nice little glimpse into what it's like.
Yeah, send me an email.
Sure, absolutely.
Do you think you will, Lucy?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, sold.
Okay, so blondebandit@hotmail.com. blondebandit@hotmail.co.uk. Simple as that.
Fab.
I'm amazed I got the actual email address.
Charles, how did he do?
Hey! Thumbs up.
That is it. That's the end of the 2018 review. I hope you enjoyed it. I mean, you know, I thought it'd be a good fun thing to do. You know, it's sort of like a Dennis Norden thing, isn't it? The sort of thing he'd do. And I certainly feel like Dennis Norden. Well, not at the moment, because Dennis is no longer with us. You know, hopefully I've got a little bit more life to me than Dennis. But apologies to Dennis. But Dennis, there, much respect. But yeah, I just want to say thank you to everybody that's listened to the podcast over the last year or so. We're into 2019 now. We've got some lovely guests lined up already, and we've got some other lovely guests that have said, "Hey, Brian, pencil me in. I'll do it at some point over the next year." So I'm hoping it's going to be a cracking year for the Brian Gittins and Friends podcast. If you do like us, if you do like the podcast, tell your friends, tell your mummy, tell your daddy, tell your hairdresser, tell everyone you know. Like us, leave a comment, do everything you can to promote this King podcast, because it's really tiring. And if you want to go one step further, go over to Patreon, David L at Patreon. Who's David L? Don't worry about names. Just go over there and become a member of the Patreon community. Sorry, it's my chest infection. All right, well, there we go. Merry Christmas. I've done all that. And Happy New Year. And I'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye. That was nice.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.